You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The members of the Chicago rock and roll band American Grizzly say they don't really dream of best-selling albums and sold-out concerts. Instead, the band of Western Michigan University grads say their strategy is just to play shows and see what happens. So far, they say, it's worked. In just a few short years, the band has gradually grown bigger, and now they're releasing their debut album, funded completely through friends and fans. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has more.
The members of American Grizzly have been around each other for years. They grew up in Chicago, three of them went to Western Michigan University, but it wasn't until the whole group returned to Chicago after college a few years ago that they finally started playing music together. They started with covers.
I think we had a lot of fun, but I don't think we were the best cover band.
Jack Doyle is the band's guitarist.
And then it kind of seemed to go in a different direction when we started playing the originals. They kind of came together a little easier and just seemed to have a little bit more excitement to them than the covers.
Dennis Wilson, the band's other guitarist, remembers one song the band wrote early on called Slow Down. The band was still finding their style, but the sound and ease of Slow Down, with its harmonies and 70s-style guitar lines, showed him that the band could write some good music.
Jack writes most of the songs, and he'll write it and show it to us, and we'll just kind of all jump in, and if it's not exactly what we do the first time we hear it, it's pretty close to that, what it ends up being. So it's just kind of how it comes out is usually what you'll end up hearing, which I think that chemistry is pretty cool. That helps a lot. We don't have to work too hard and try to force it. It just, what comes out is what you get.
By last August, the band had written about 20 songs and had a decent Chicago following, so they saw an opportunity to record a real album. They had the perfect location to record it too, a place down in Nashville called Bomb Shelter Studios. The band says they wanted a sound that was vintage rock and roll, and Bomb Shelter was perfect for that. For one thing, it records on analog tapes, not digital. And secondly, the studio had recorded some major clients, including vintage blues rock band the Alabama Shakes. Here's Doyle.
We just wanted to sound like an actual band had set up and was right next to each other. The way we practice is we're all pretty much in a circle playing together, feeding off each other. And that's, for the most part, how the album is. We're all live right next to each other. So it was real comfortable in that way, and I think you get the best of what we can do. It's yours, and I'm yours.
Go ahead, take a piece of my heart. But getting all that costs a lot of money, at least $7,000. But American Grizzly knew this was a rare opportunity, especially for a young band. So they launched a Kickstarter campaign. Matt Ladd is American Grizzly's singer.
It was kind of a shot for us just because we put a lot into it. We have a lot of people coming out to go see us. I mean, it was kind of a big shot for us.
Fans, family, friends, they all gave a lot and surpassed the goal by more than $1,000. So American Grizzly went down to Nashville, recorded for 5 straight days, and the end result was the exact sound they'd been searching for. People say it's rock and roll. The band is planning to release that album in the next few months. Guitarist Dennis Wilson says it's a new step for the band, and he hopes American Grizzly is part of a newer trend to bring that raw vintage music back.
It's honest music, you know, and it's just a couple guys up there with instruments playing together. It's a cool thing, and I think that's why it's making a comeback.
You can hear more of American Grizzly's music at our website and check out their debut album when it comes out in early April. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.